Hello.
Hey, Adrian, it's Matt here.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. Sound like they got the app figured out, right? They got all that taken care of?
I believe they we got the part where the call comes in and I wasn't able to answer, so we got that fixed.
Okay.
She says to do the update here in a couple of days, and hopefully it fixes the part where, you know, where I'm sending the message to the customer, and if not, allow me to see what I'm writing or typing. So hopefully, once that I do that, the update, it'll, you know, fix that.
Yeah, because the app works. I mean, we have 13,000 clients to date, so
right.
I mean, the app definitely works. It's not something like we've invested millions of dollars in that app, so it definitely works. So. I'm glad we got that sorted out because I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And so, you know, we'll definitely see it through. So you were asking about how the Google pay-per-lead program works.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go over that. Is this a good time to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
So how it works is this, Adrian, is obviously it is set up, right? We got to – do a lot of stuff with Google to get it approved because Google doesn't just put anybody at the tippy top, okay, in terms of that. Like what we do right now for your business, like your basic package, obviously we get you to show up on the map section and then we run $100 out of your package for those Facebook ads, okay? So that's what we're currently doing. Then the pay-per-lead program, which – can take up to 6 months because of the garage door space, but usually we see it done a little bit faster, like 3-4 months kind of thing, okay? So it does take, like, some initial, like, pre-approval process, but once it's set up, you're good to go, okay? And then you can start taking those pay-per-leads. So how it works is this. The first step is – we got to get all the paperwork and get your background check, make sure there's no felonies over the last 7 years now. And you're good on that as well, correct?
Yeah, so I've already done all that. I've already submitted. I don't know if it's the same thing, but I've already got approved or verified on Google. I've done, like, my back. I did a background check. I did
the pay-per-click and stuff and all that. But, okay, but like I said, I'll have my team. Do you have a customer ID on that? Like a number?
Oh man, I'd have to go back through all my emails. I just about
So
maybe
definitely
a year ago.
Yeah, it may not be active anymore, but if you can get a customer ID number, I can definitely check. Okay. But for us to get this going, how it works is this, okay? There's still like processes and like a one-time charge that we do charge for this. It's $250. Once we get you set up, right, then what will happen is, okay, when the time comes and you're ready to start taking the leads, okay, these leads are going to come in the form of a phone call, okay? You're going to be at the very tippy top of Google, okay? And when the phone call comes, if you want the lead, right, and what they classify as wanting the lead is if it makes sense for you to go out and meet the customer or if you give them pricing over the phone. You will know when it's a pay-per-lead versus a regular package, okay? We'll teach you all that. Your account manager will explain all that to you, okay, when the time comes.
Yes, sir.
Now, you do have to prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? Each lead, by the way, is $12 a lead. Okay.
Okay.
Super inexpensive. You're like in a very good, like I have guys that spend like $80, $100 a Google, but again, you're in a good market and a good area. So the cost per lead is very, very affordable right now. Okay. So it's $12 a lead. Okay. You have to prepay for 13 leads. So it's $156 basically, right? When the time comes and to get it going. And then you'll start drawing from those and you can turn these on and off at any time. So when the week's like you're super busy, Adrian, right? Obviously you'll turn them off with the app, but when you're needing more leads, you turn these things on.
Okay.
These are the best leads money could buy. Okay. And what I mean by that,
I agree.
What?
I said, I agree.
Yeah. The best lease money could buy. So, but the cool thing is it's $13. I mean, excuse me, it's $12 for a qualified lead. And it's so in the bat, and the nice thing is if it's not a solid lead, like if you don't want it, don't give pricing over the phone and don't meet that customer, and then you won't get charged for it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the only way you get charged, because there's going to be an AI robot tied to it, right, is if you give pricing over the phone or you meet that customer. Okay?
Okay.
Other than that, if it's like somebody's calling you and it doesn't make sense to spend that $12 on the lead, then just simply say, hey, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, I can't help you. Okay, which is going to be rare because that cost per lead is so inexpensive. But, you know, there's going to be times where it doesn't make sense for, like, or somebody's outside of your service area and they happen to call you, right? Obviously, you're not going to give them pricing over the phone or meet them, okay? So just be careful on it. Just don't run it up on the budget and whatnot, and then that's basically going to be it, okay? Is this something you want to get going?
Yeah, I think so. So you said it's the $250 to start up?
Yeah, it's $250, and then see if you have a customer ID, okay?
Okay.
That might help streamline it, right? And then once we get it approved, right, and you're ready to go, then it's going to be $12 for every qualified lead on it.
Okay, so how would I go about looking for that customer ID?
Search your email, or it's going to be on your Google, platform that you have it. What I can do is I could schedule a time with your customer, manager, right? And then they can also help you as well. Get your customer ID number. Yeah. So sometimes like you might have it already set up. And it might streamline everything, right? The reason why we charge that $250 is because there's still work and we got to bring it all in into our platform. And what we do is we optimize it. So we make sure like you're getting calls. We make sure that it's working in your favor because ultimately that's going to, you know, get you like more return on investment over time. Plus we save you money. Versus you trying to do that yourself, right? I had a client in New York, Adrian, that was spending $12,000 a month on those paper leads. And I got involved and I was able to get the cost down to $9,000 a month. So I saved that guy $3,000 basically a month. And I'm getting him more leads. So not only am I saving him money, but I'm also getting him more leads. And that's the main reason why we were talking was like, look, he just needed more leads. He's a drain guy. He does plumbing. And so not only was I able to help him save money, but I'm getting him more leads ultimately. So once we get this thing going and rocking for you, this is going to help you keep scaling your business to whatever degree. And we can also focus on many different areas for those paper leads in the Texas region. So if you want to start expanding out, right, and keep getting more and more phone calls, we can do that, especially for the cost of lead. I mean, it's super inexpensive. I mean, you're very blessed, I should say, to have a $12 cost per lead on that platform. Because, like I said, I've seen it much, much higher. I got some guys that spend $200 a lead. Right. But they're in a whole different business entity. But for even a garage door company, right, you're still like very inexpensive for a lead.
Right.
I haven't seen a cost per lead at $12 in years. Like, and I've been doing this for a while. So, like you're just fortunate, like to be in an area of the country where Google's not charging a lot of money for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, only to get it going, like I said, it's a one-time $250. We get it all set up for you.
Can you check to see what the ID to see if it's, like, the correct one?
If you want to give it to me, I can have account manager do that. because I don't handle that side of things. Like I don't handle the nitty gritty, the grunt work, the programming. That's not, I don't handle any of that stuff with my company, right? Yeah. But if you want to give me the ID, I can have the account manager handle everything and take a look. Do you have something? Okay. Like a number?
Yeah. I think it's this one. I'm not sure, but I have an ID number.
Just give me what's the number and let me know.
It's 425.
425. 816. 8-16. 97-93. 97-93. 2-4-6-8-10. You said 425-816-9793?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. That might be it, but normally it doesn't look like that type of, like, number sequence. But then again, it might be. You know, you said you had it from a while ago. So I'll put that in the notes. If it is and it works, great. You know, if it helps streamline it, if we have to redo the process again, no matter what, my team's going to take care of it for you. Okay?
Okay.
So we have to redo the process. Yep. We might just have to grab some paperwork. Okay? We might have to redo your background check. You know, it's just going to come down to ultimately what Google's going to tell us all. Right? Like right now they're using Evident ID and Pinkerton as the background check company. So worst case scenario, we might have to redo some things. Best case scenario, it might still be active. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, because I have 1, 2, 3, 4 other Google ad accounts, customer numbers.
Okay.
But the one for the garage business is the one that I gave you.
Gotcha. So you also do other businesses, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I have a landscaping one.
Okay. How's that business going for you?
It's slow right now, you know, because we're in winter.
Yeah, well, when the time comes, let's talk, and we can start helping you grow that business out, too. Like, I have several guys that own multiple businesses that I help grow out, you know, so, you know, if that's something you want to do in the future. You know, but let's start with this, obviously. Obviously during the summertime, that'd be a perfect time for you and I to kind of talk about maybe, you know, optimizing you for landscaping.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, I mean, ultimately, you know, if you want to get the leads going, we would just process a $250 transaction. Basically I'd send you the invoice. That's it. I mean, it's like, it's pretty simple. Then we would have some calls with you along the way, finalize it. And then once you're like good to go, we'll sit down with you. And then we would do the 13 leads up front. It's like you prepay them. So it's $156 for those 13 leads. And then you can start drawing from those 13 leads.
Okay. Sounds good, Matt. Yeah. We can do that. Just get that number, that customer ID checked and see if it's valid.
Yeah.
And then I guess we can go from there.
Gotcha. So you want to get going on this, right? So you want to move forward on it, correct?
Check the customer ID so I don't have to go through all that, like the background and all that stuff. If you can check that for me first, please.
Yeah, let me get that over to but even if it doesn't work, right, and if it's not active, I mean, either way, you would have to, like, we would have to redo it, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
So, and if we did have to redo it, I mean, that's like, it's out of all of our control, but it's not that difficult, like I said. I mean, if we had to do the background, I send you an email. It's like a quick form to fill out, and it's like my team's going to handle all the grunt work and all the heavy lifting for you. So it makes it real simple.
No, I understand. Hey, Matt, I got to go back to work.
I'll take a look at the customer ID. When's a good time we could schedule a call? You around like, can we talk later today?
No, I won't be available today.
Okay. How's tomorrow?
So tomorrow, give me a second. It's see, Wednesday. So I got two appointments tomorrow. So probably around 2.
Around
Central
2 o'clock.
My time.
Okay. I'll call you at 2. I'll put you in my calendar, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.